Job chapter 38. Then the Lord answered Job out of the whirlwind. Who is this that darkens counsel with words without knowledge? Gird up now your loins, preparing for action like a man. For I will question you, and you answer me. Where were you when I laid the foundations of the earth? Tell me if you have understanding. Who determined its measurements? Surely you know. Who stretched the measuring line across it? Onto what were its foundations sunk? And who laid its cornerstone? When the morning stars sang together, and all the sons of God shouted for joy. Who shut up the sea with doors, when it bursts forth from the womb? When I made clouds its garment, and thick darkness its swaddling band, and prescribed its bounds, and set its locks and doors, when I said, You may come this far, but no further, and here shall your proud waves be stayed. Have you commanded the morning since your days began, and caused the dawn to know its place, that it might take hold of the ends of the earth, and shake the wicked out of it? It is molded like clay under a seal, and its brilliant colors like a dyed garment. Light is withheld from the wicked, and their arm lifted for violence is broken. Have you entered into the springs of the sea? Have you walked in the recesses of the deep? Have the gates of death been revealed to you? Have you seen the gates of deep darkness? Have you comprehended the vastness of the earth? Tell me, if you have any clue. Which way is it to the place where light dwells? And where is the abode of darkness? That you may take each to its boundaries, and that you may discern the paths to its home. Certainly you know, for you were born before them, and the number of your days is so great. Have you entered the storehouses of the snow, or have you seen the storehouses of the hail, that I have reserved for the time of trouble, for the day of battle and war? What is the way to the place light is dispersed, or the east wind scattered upon the earth? Who has dug out a channel for the flooding rains, or the way for the thunderbolt, to cause it to rain on a land where no one is, on the wilderness where there is no human being, to satisfy the waste and desolate ground, and to cause the tender grass to spring up? Does the rain have a father? Who has fathered the drops of dew? Out of whose womb did the ice come? Who gives birth to the frost of heaven? The waters become as hard as rock, and the face of the deep is frozen. Can you bind the chains of Pleiades, or loose the cords of Orion? Can you lead forth the constellations in their season, or guide the bear with her cubs? Do you know the laws of the heavens? Can you establish their dominion over the earth? Can you lift up your voice to the clouds, so that flood waters cover you? Can you send out lightning bolts, so that they come and say to you, Here we are? Who has put wisdom into the heart, or given understanding to the mind? Who can number the clouds by wisdom, or tilt over the waterskins of heaven, when dust solidifies into a mass, and the clumps of dirt stick together? Can you hunt the prey for the lioness, or satisfy the appetite of the young lions? When they crouch in their dens, or lie in wait in the thicket, who provides for the raven its prey, when its young ones cry out to God, and wander around for lack of food?